South African singer Tyla is having a big year. Her breakout single, Water, has more than 500 million plays on Spotify.
Make me sweat, make me hotter, make me lose my breath.
She earned the first ever Grammy in a new category, Best African Music Performance.
Oh my, what the heck? What? Oh my gosh, guys, this is crazy. Like,
and all this before Tyla even released a full-length album. NPR music reporter Sydney Madden has her story.
Tyla's mission is clear. She's setting out to change the geography of pop stardom.
I feel like the industry is lacking an African pop star.
Tyla is 22 years old and from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Can you blow my mind? Set off my whole body. If I give you my time.
For many listeners, her song Water is their first taste of a new sound from her home. It's called Amapiano, a genre Tyla discovered herself when she was 16.
I was in class. I was in school. That day, I remember it like distinctively because this one song was playing called Gong Gong. And since there, like, oh my word, I got obsessed. As soon as I heard the log drum, it literally, yeah.
Amapiano is a musical movement that started in the 2010s. Roughly translated from Zulu to mean the pianos or piano people, Amapiano is a mashup of a few different genres. Deep house, jazz, kwaito, and log drum percussives. Together, it all creates entrancing mid-tempo music that's a cultural staple in South Africa's party scene.
Amapiano is a lifestyle. You're not supposed to sweat.
DJ Moma, a Sudanese-American DJ, first got hip to the lifestyle himself when he visited Johannesburg in 2016.
That's why Amapiano is at this really cool tempo where you can bust out a dance move or two, but you're not constantly chasing a hectic 125 BPM tempo.
Baby, I know it's getting late, and you don't want no way, but I won't waste your time in that, baby.
When Tyla dropped her first song, Getting Late, in 2019, it fit the mold of a standard Amapiano track. From there, Tyla's parents gave her 1 year to make her music career work. And the timing wasn't great.
And it was actually worse because COVID happened in that year. So I was like, really? Like, out of all years, it had to happen in this year.
But still, with all the lockdowns, Tyla and her team shot the music video for Getting Late. Once they dropped it, the music industry took notice quick. DJ Moma saw the potential right away.
The first thing I said, I was like, this is Amapiano but pop. And she has a star quality.
As she developed her sound, Tyla took the building blocks of Amapiano and added elements of global pop made by stars she grew up idolizing, like Rihanna and Justin Bieber.
The pop and R&B mainly sits in the melody choices, you know, and the song structure. And then obviously the beat is where home really shows.
Okay, I'm leaving tonight. Okay, I'm good in my life. I gotta put me number.
On her self-titled debut album, Tyla shows off a blend of Pan-African sounds perfectly. Like on the track Number One, featuring Nigerian star Tems.
Not begging you for something, something.
And her signature sound is flexible enough to blend with Latin, reggae, and hip-hop.
They never had a pretty girl from Joburg to me now, and that's what they prefer. I don't touch no wheel because I got a chauffeur first class how I get around the world.
For Tyla, the goals are to spread the pride and sounds of her country and keep the people who created Amapiano at the forefront of the movement.
Ain't this what you came to see? Let me be your muse. I'll inspire you.
I mean, we've obviously had African artists that have pushed boundaries. But I feel like now is really a time where people are actually paying attention to us properly and actually latching onto the music and the culture and showing interest beyond just the trends, you know? And now we have African artists leading it.
Thanks to this debut, Tyla has proven she's one of those leaders. Sydney Madden, NPR Music.